Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. You are all welcome at Sri Sri Radha Golokonand Temple for Sunday Love and Trust Feast. And today also an auspicious next day after Balaram Purnima. Yesterday was Balaram Purnima Raksha Bandhan. Raksha Bandhan means, what is the meaning of Raksha? Protection. And Bandhan means to tie something to protect somebody. So who is actually, who needs protection? The one who is weak. And who can protect? One who is
strong.
So who is the strongest? Balaram. Balaram is the strongest. And on behalf of Balaram, the spiritual person used to tie the raksha to the kings and to the people who are followers of Vedic Sanatan Dharma. This festival used to be celebrated like that. Actually, Brahmins, Vaishnavas, Sadhus, they used to get the raksha from the lotus feet of Balaram as their protector, and they used to go and tie it around the kings and around the subjects who are follower of Vedic tradition. So the principle is the strong protect the weak. But now what has happened? Sister ties the raksha to the brother. Who need protection? Who is strong? Weak is tying the raksha to the strong. Just opposite. Very strange. It was not like that. In Vedic civilization, it was not like that. It came very late. It came very late in a North India. So the point I am making is, Balaram is the source of all Shakti needed for Bhakti. Whatever the Shakti you need to practice Bhakti, it comes from Balaram. We all need some power, nuclear power, this power, that power. But the real storehouse of power is Balaram. And for doing bhakti, what is the meaning of bhakti actually? Srila Prabhupada is the first person who translated bhakti as loving devotional service. Bhakti as a loving devotional service. Anybody in this world, he can only satisfy the person by rendering service. Children by service can please their parents. Workers by their service can please the master. Woman by service pleases the husband. Similarly, living being, the soul, by rendering service pleases Radha Golokananda. Hare Krishna, you are married today?
Yes.
Okay. Radha Golokananda bless you.
Yes.
All Vaishnavas should bless you. So you chant along. You all chant for as a blessing for them. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. So they all are blessing you. So what I just said is, wife can please the husband by rendering service. And husband can please the wife by giving protection. So remember these two things throughout your life. Your life will be successful. The other one, which is a dabba, prasad. Prasad lo. This is a special prasad from Radha Govind Dev ji. It came from Jaipur. Hare Krishna. So, what is your name, Prabhu?
Vashishta.
And you? Rina. Okay, Rina and Vashishta got married today. Next day of Balaram Purnima and the appearance day of His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj, and getting blessing from all the Vaishnavas. You all bless. Thank you very much. So Balaram is the source of energy, Shakti, for performing Bhakti. That's most important thing. So that Balaram's Shakti for performing Bhakti, which is loving devotional service. So this service, the servitude, principle of servitude was practiced, executed, started and taught by Balaram. He brought the service mood, servitude, attitude, and he educated it on this material, platform from the spiritual world. Otherwise nobody can understand what this service is. The service is the only process by which you can please your superiors. And that service Krishna wanted to teach to all the living entities through Balaramji. And Balaram is a servitude god. He's a god. He's the first expansion of Krishna. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. And Balaram is first Swayam Prakash. First Swayam Prakash of Krishna. And the first expansion of Krishna as a motherly God is Radharani. Motherly aspect of God, which is the personification of mercy. That is Radha. She is also she has came out of Krishna's transcendental body. And all the other Lakshmis, all the other gopis, all the other queens of Krishna, they are expansion of Radharani. And from Balaram, all the incarnation in this material world come from Balaram, including three Vishnus, Karundakshai, Garbhodakshai, Khirodakshai, Shesh, Sankrashan, they all are coming from Balaram. Balaram is the most merciful on living entities, and as a Paramatma, Khirodakshai Vishnu accompanies everybody. He is the Balaram who is living in everybody's heart as Paramatma. It is Khirodakshai Vishnu. It is Balaram. What is he waiting to do there? Upadrishta, Anumanta, Bharta, Bhokta, Maheshwara. Upadrishta. He is watching from above. Upar se dekh rahe. Ye kya kar rahe. And when we do nonsense, he said, oh my God. I am their friend, still they are suffering. This creation is made to give chance to the living entities to learn to render service. This creation, ये जगत की उत्पत्ति जीवों को भगवान की सेवा सिखाकर बंधन से मुक्त होने के लिए है. There is no other purpose of this creation. It is only meant for this one purpose. And who can teach this? Balaram, by his potency through his spiritual master, and Radharani through her mercy through his spiritual master. So spiritual master is personification of Balaram's Shakti and Radharani's mercy. Guru ki Shakti Balaram se aati hai, aur Guru ki karuna aur kripa karna uska jo bhav hai wo Radharani se aata hai. To Radha aur Balaram, they are actually Guru. The Guru Balaram is Guru Tattva. It's coming from there. So actually to the spiritual master is needed, because it is needed. How he is needed? Bhagavad Gita Krishna teaches very simply. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariparshanena sevaya. Three things. Tad vidhi. Tad vidhi ka matlab, what is the meaning of tad vidhi? The process for acquiring transcendental knowledge. Who can give transcendental knowledge? The transcendental person. No mundane person can give transcendental knowledge. So who is transcendental person? Krishna himself. Therefore he says, I imparted this knowledge to Sun God. Imam vivasvate yogam protvan am avyayam. I give this knowledge to Sun God. And Sun God gave it to his son Manu. Manu gave to Ikshvaku, who started human civilization here in Ayodhya. He established Ayodhya. The city Ayodhya was established by Ikshvaku Maharaj. And what is the meaning of Ayodhya? Where there is no fight, no war. Ayodhya. No yudh, no fighting. It's all peace. Because why there is peace? Because it is built by the person who had the transcendental knowledge. So in this world, if really you want peace, then you need transcendental knowledge. If really you want to be peaceful, apne ghar mein shanti se rehna hai, to divya gyan ki prapti karni padegi. And then divya gyan kaise aayega? In this same chapter, Krishna says, I gave this knowledge. Then he says, to how to get this knowledge? Ye gyan kaise prapt hoga? Tad vidhi, the process is pranipatena. This donation box in Sanskrit is called pranami. The name for donation box is pranami. It means when you bow down to the devotee or to the deities, then you offer something in this box. It's called pranami. Pranipatena. Pranami. How will you do pranam? Pranam kaise karte hai? Bowing down. Then you do pranam and then you go. Is it right? Pranam kiya phir chal jate hai na? After doing pranam you leave. But Krishna is saying, if you want to acquire knowledge, pranipatena, don't only do pranam, but sit down. Don't go. Sit down. What should I do? I offer my pranam. Now I have to go. Why should I sit down? He says, pariprasnena. You ask questions. He doesn't say prasnena. Krishna is very tricky. You know, he is very teda. Never speak when anything very simple that ordinary people can. He did not say prasnena. Prasnena means ask question. He says, pariprasnena. What is the meaning of pari? Pari or para are transcendental. You ask the question about transcendental knowledge, transcendental world, beyond this world, paripersanena. Prashan about transcendental knowledge. भौतिक जगत से मुक्ति, भगवत भगवान, भगवत धाम की प्राप्ति के प्रश्न पूछो. Ask question why I am suffering. Which question we should ask? What is the meaning of pariprasnen? The exemplified by Sanatan Goswami. When he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he approached with a straw within his teeth, in between the teeth. He fell down like a rat. That is pranipatena. And then pariprasnena, he then started asking question. What was his question? Who am I? Anike, who am I? Why I am suffering in this world? Next question he asked is, people say I am chief minister, people say I am big learned man, but I don't know who am I. This is the first question Sanatana Goswami asked. Anike, who am I? Why I am suffering threefold miseries in this small world? Sadhan sadhya ke, what is the goal of life and how to achieve that? Four question is called pariprasnen. These four question is called pariprasnen. Who am I? Why I am suffering? What is the goal of life and how to achieve that? That is pariprasnen. And what is the answer given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You are spirit soul and your swarup is Jivera Swarupa Krishnera Nitya Das. You are living entity and your constitutional position is to serve Sri Krishna. Why am I suffering? Krishna Bahir Mukh. It is only by turning your face away from Krishna, Maya is giving you all troubles. So you turn your face towards Krishna, all your miseries are over. Very simple answer, one word answer. Krishna bhulya jiva bhogavancha kare nikat maya jahapatya dhare. If you forget Krishna, automatically you are in the lap of maya. Automatically. It's not that you have to endeavor to go into the maya's lap. Simply you have to forget Krishna, you are in maya's lap. Therefore, standard process is always remember Krishna. It means you are free from maya. Sadhan sadhya ke. Sadhan is to achieve the love of Krishna. What is the sadhan? Devotional service is the sadhan. This is pariparshanena. Sevaya. This is our swarup. This is our constitutional position. Everybody's swarup is seva. Jivera swarupa. Jivera swarupa krishnera nitya. Das. Das means seva. Our swarup is service. Is anybody in this world who is not rendering service to somebody? Prabhupada used to say, we have to render service to Radha Krishna, but we don't know that. Therefore, we have so many isms to offer service. And ultimately, instead of godism, we have dogism. We have dogs to serve, cats to serve. Because we have to serve. You cannot stop serving, because it is your constitutional position. It is your swarup. It is sanatan. It is eternal. It is our swarup. Ye hamari pehchan hai seva. Sevaya, render service. Upadekshanti, then he will instruct you. Upadekshanti. Upa means to bring up. Iksha, and open your eye. It is like that. In this temple, this is low, but in Vrindavan, this railing is high. Small children, when they come, they cannot see the deities. So what the parents do? They take them up. They take them up and then they say, see, see, see. They open eye, that is called Upadekshanti. That is the meaning of Upadekshanti. You cannot see God, but He will pick you up. And then He will open your eyes. And then you can see. That is the meaning of Upadekshanti. Upadekshanti doesn't mean to give lecture. Upadekshanti is actually meaning to pull you up and open your eye that you can see the transcendental Supreme Lord. Upadekshanti. Te Jnanam. Om Agyan Timarandhasya Jnan Anjana Shalakhaya. He opened my eyes with the transcendental knowledge. That is the meaning of Upadekshanti Te Jnanam. But which Jnan? Tattva Darshanaha. He has realized the Tattva. Tattva Darshan. He has realized the absolute truth. Which Tattva he has realized? Which Tattva? Then same fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Janma karma cha me devyam evam yoveti tattvata. He has realized this truth about Krishna, that the appearance of Krishna and his pastime are transcendental, are alaukik, are of not this world. He has realized this tattva. And he imparts knowledge of this tattva, tattva darshana. And who can understand this tattva? Bhaktya mam avijanati yasmin tattvatah. That is also tattva here. Only devotees can understand this tattva. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Only devotees know me. What about no? Tattvata. Which tattva? Janma karam cha medyam evam yoveti tattvata. Therefore, to make it very simple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Krishna tattva veta sei guru hai. Very simple. Kiba vipra, kiba nyasi. Maybe Brahman, maybe sannyasi, maybe Shudra. But if he knows Krishna tattva, he can be guru. That is the meaning of tattva. Very simple. All these tattva. So spiritual master knows this tattva. And he imparted this knowledge of the tattva to the disciple. And then we can be free from suffering of this material world. People don't know they are suffering. This is a problem. This is a problem. We don't know we are suffering. We feel we may not be enjoying now, but very in near future we will definitely get nice house, good car, wife and children. Then we will enjoy. You will suffer more definitely with all these things. With all these paraphernalia, only suffering increases. But we all are expecting by getting something we will be happy. Nobody become happy in this world. Only the one who has a wealth of Krishna prem, he is happy. Nobody else is happy. Very simple truth. But we have to realize that we are suffering. Are we suffering? Has anybody realized that we are suffering in this world? Kisi ko ye anubhav hai ki hum is duniya mein dukhi hain, dukh bhog rahe hain? No. We are making adjustment. Na bhi nahi koi baat nahi, thodi takleef hai, kal ho jayega, parso ho jayega, we will be happy. This is maya. This is maya. Kal. This is in a technical language is called Mirga Trishna. Mirage, Mirga Trishna. Deer in a summer hot sun in a desert sees sand as a water. Thirsty deer runs fast to drink water. But by the time it reaches there where water is seen, is to be there, the water is that far away. Again runs fast to reach to the water, and water is that far away, and the deer by now is exhausted, and deer leaves the body, but there is no water in the desert. Krishna is saying, Dukhalyam, this is the place of miseries, and we are trying to make it Sukhalyam. We are just trying to oppose Krishna. He said, it's Dukhalyam. No. We did not hear you. What did you say? That's in Siberia, people used to say, is a story which in which say, anybody who sell whatever he has, whatever money he gets, you give me money, then you run whole day. Whatever the distance you covered by running, all that land belongs to you. People said, I can run in a day 50 kilometers. That when small house 400 meters, I am selling, I am giving all the money to them. I will run fast and get many, many, many miles. And person did like that. He sold. Jo pehle ghar ka tha, sab bech diya. Paise unko diya. Gave the money to them. He said, okay, you go and run. Wherever you go, put your stick, come back, that is yours. So he was running. He took lunch box. But after 2 kilometers, he was too tired. He cannot take lunch box. He said, I can eat tomorrow. Everybody is fasting. Let me fast today to get more land. Not fast to get Krishna. So he threw the lunch box. Then his kurta was little weight for him. So he threw the kurta. He wanted to go 1 kilometer further. Then his pant was too weight for him. Too weight. So he threw the pant. Now in underwear he was running. And it is getting little evening. He said, no, I have to go back. It's too late. So he was running fast back. By the time he reached to the village, all the people were waiting there. He said, so how far did you go? He could not speak. He was gasping. And then the leader of the village said, our parents are not fool. We have this business since centuries. Nobody yet got an inch of land. Now your share of land is 6 feet grave. This is right here. Already we have made. Now you are going to breathe your last. We will push you in this grave. That is the power. That is the land you have now actually acquired. So everybody comes to in this world and try to go as far as he can go, but ultimately it's only 6 foot land that belongs to us, not more than that. This is simple truth, very simple truth. That also Vedic civilization say too much land, 6 foot. In 6 foot, 6 million people can be put on funeral sacrifice. We don't need an inch of land actually. Huh? Because we do the cremation. And for cremation, there is no need of land. This is the greatest science. Even you need a small land, you are attached to the land. You have to come back. So again, once I told you, therefore our rishis, they have advised a very unique dress for ladies. What is the dress? Mataji, kya pehen ke aaya? Is there any pocket in your sari? Is there any pocket? No pocket in sari. And for the gents, our rishis has devised a dress called Arjun Prabhu Dhoti. And there is no pocket. What they are giving the message? Nothing will go with you. Very simple. By this dress, they have given us a great message. Great message. इस दो कपड़ों से हमारे वैदिक शास्त्र के ऋषियों ने हमारे कान और आंख खोले हैं कि तुम्हारे को अंत में कफन पहनाएंगे, उसमें भी जेब नहीं होगा. You know, the last piece of cloth is called kafan, and there is no pocket in that kafan. See this teaching of the Vedic wisdom. By your dress you learn renunciation. No pocket. The pujari is going in the deities for worship. He also has to wear the cloth without pocket. No pocket. Is it right? So nobody can enter spiritual world with pockets. Nobody can enter spiritual world with pocket. Very simple truth. We cannot have one pocket with a 50 gram peanuts to take with us. Then what are we doing in this world? Why are we accumulating everything? Just to leave it for somebody else to do all the bad karma, and we have to suffer for that. So I am ending my class here. You have to acquire transcendental knowledge by approaching bona fide spiritual master. And for that even, you have to start praying every day by chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the prayer, this is the application every day, begging for getting the chance to service. And this service is granted by Balaram and Radharani through their representative spiritual master. Chant this mantra one day, you will